This is Ultimate Freak Fest Fantasy. The ultimate urban erotica series, book one. A hedonistic novella of fantasy, passion, and desire for the enjoyment of the uninhibited reader of explicitly written erotica. Written by Tracy A. Hanna. Narrated by Dan Johnson and Elizabeth Vine.
Chapter 1. Ultimate Desire.
I can only imagine how lovely it would be to have you to share some of my wildest sexual experiences with, seeing as we will always be friends, and we are very comfortable together. I am going to show you how exciting it could be if you are down to share your freaky fantasies with me.
Samson read the letter from his lover, Bella, as he anxiously awaited for his plane to land in Jamaica. He knew she was a woman filled with surprises. However, he could not imagine what kind of shocker she had in store for him this time round. Although Bella had always allowed Samson to have his way with her, she had never been as open as she was in her letter. He grew even more excited as he continued reading. She said,
"You can come to me to escape the pressures of your everyday life. I will be there for you always, even if it is just to keep you company. With me, you have the freedom to be yourself, to express your sexuality, to make your secret desires a reality, and to enjoy your decadent dreams come true. While I am in your company, my body is yours. Do as you wish. Bella."
Samson made his way through customs and baggage claim in record time. He read her letter for a second time on the taxi ride to the hotel. He eagerly anticipated fucking Bella until she was completely exhausted and then holding her curvaceous body in his arms once more. He smiled at the thought of looking into her lusty eyes once again, even though he could not help but wonder what she was up to. Bella was a 36-year-old artist who traveled the world at her leisure. She was a voluptuous, busty beauty with an unbelievably round, thick ass and thick thighs. Her skin tone was the perfect shade of chocolate. Her face was stunning. She only stood 5'2" tall. However, every millimeter of her body screamed out sex. Everything about her was seductive. The way she moved, the tone of her voice, the way she gazed out of her eyes, even her touch. No matter how innocent, both men and women were helplessly drawn to her. While the attention and sexual advances that she received on a daily basis were a part of her reality that she could not take to heart, Bella never grew indifferent or conceited. She had a kindness to her that was very warm and welcoming.
Samson was a 28-year-old U.S. Marine sergeant who had recently come home from his tour of duty in the Middle East. He's tall, strong, and manly, with a body that would do a woman right. He stood about a foot taller than Bella. His complexion was smooth and pretty akin to brown silk. Samson wore his masculinity like a second skin, formidable. He is the type of black man that any woman would be proud to call her king. Although everything about him roared danger, he had the most compassionate eyes that Bella had ever had the pleasure of looking into. He was her sweetness. Bella waited for Samson in the hotel saloon. She left a note at the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?